The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. It's a relationship that's been in the making for years, and for the last 12 years, Western Illinois University has been honored as among the best colleges and universities to help veterans earn a degree. The honor continues again this year, thanks to the hard work at Western's Veterans Resources Center, and we talked with the head of that center, Ronald Pettigrew. This is quite an honor, but it's like 12 years in a row that you've been picked a military-friendly school. Why is that a big deal for Western?
I think Western's always been a military-friendly school. This is just one reporting agency, and it's not just military-friendly. We're also Vets for Vets. What happened is during a certain period of, you know, most people are aware, for the last 20 years, we've been in a state of war or conflict. And academic advisors, numerous people off campus decided, how can we do more as a university? Taking care of veterans used to be a side office out of the parent resource center that we had. And about 12 or so years ago, they decided we need to do more and we can do more. That director was appointed, Kathy Myers, my predecessor, and tons of people turned around to support her and others, that we got our own Veterans Resource Center that was kind of a separate area that was to be a one-stop shop and taking care of folks. That's why. But what I would say is Western, I mean, even our name, Leathernecks, tells you we have some history there, that it's not about 12 years, it's about what we've been able to document recently.
By focusing on non-traditional students, that really works well. It dovetails well into what you're trying to do as far as bringing more veterans into the program and into the university.
Western historically has been a very friendly school about helping people get their degree completed through that general studies program that a lot of the state universities had, but it was an area of excellence with respect to us.
What do you do in particular for a veteran to get them more acclimated or even interested to begin with a four-year degree at Western?
We do a lot of things. One, all the veteran has to do is email, respond, or anyway talk to us. And as I was sharing with you before, we work as a one-stop shop. So once that veteran engages us, some of the other connections with admissions, with billing and receivables, with financial aid, with a lot of things, particularly if they're military activated, we'll help them with, or kind of be a conduit to ensure that they are successful. Their military transcript, ensuring kind of that they get credit and things of that nature, are a lot of the things that we do. We just make it simple that they aren't going through it alone. I'm sorry to say, sometimes higher education can almost be Darwinian, in my opinion. It can be survival of the fittest. And our military personnel who are serving our nation don't need and or deserve that. We kind of have an ethos, leave no man, woman, shipmate, battle buddy, wingman behind. And so that's kind of the approach that we take. We kind of double check all the details with their grades, with how they're doing attending, if there are any problems. And we have the ability as a Veterans Resource Center to directly engage and kind of help them to be successful there or to explain the process. And the great thing, what I want you to hear me say over and over again, is it's not just about me. It's not just about the Veterans Resource Center as a single point of failure. We have faculty, we actually have military liaisons in every school, a lot of the different departments, that if I'm having a problem either with a faculty, a student, or staff, I can reach up to them and have them talk to all the players involved to help us to be successful.
What tends to be the biggest problem for veterans? Because you think of veterans as being, you know, they got out of the military, they're very employable. I mean, employers want them. They'd be very great inside of a college. I mean, they're taking things seriously. So what problem is it distinctive for veterans at a four-year school?
I'll go back to what I was saying before. In the military, we kind of have an ethos of taking care of each other. But when you go into a civilian setting, it's not always the same. For anyone in the military, they do a 6 to 8 week to possibly as long as a 13-week orientation where everybody knows their job and failure is normally not an acceptable option. When we come into higher education, sometimes shooting for the A, shooting to stand out, causes a process, I think, where people don't have as much engagement and or ask the hard questions or follow through. Or like higher education, you don't have to show up for your classes. And sometimes if you can pass all the tests and get a grade, it's okay. And so kind of some of those dynamics would be some of what I would say. We also live in a world where you said the word non-traditional students. I've been through higher education a couple different times, and I had my entire family, a spouse and kids. I'm also a drilling reservist. Half of our students who are in the military profile are reservists. So they aren't just doing their academic, they're also ready at any time to be called up by our nation. When the pandemic happened, when whatever you want to call January 6th and some of the other domestic disturbance type thing, we had over 50 students that were activated and called up. And so as a student, not just having your regular studies, but having those other things, being a non-traditional student and or military or reserve. And let's just be honest, when you've been on the other side of the world, you've had some of the things that different people have had in the military. Sometimes it's hard to look at a textbook and or some of the other things and take them as serious, because at the end of the day, as I regularly say sometimes, every day above ground is a good day, except if you're in a submarine, sometimes would be kind of the impression that there's a different reality some of our people who serve in the military deal with on a regular basis.
Ronald Pettigrew, director of the Western Illinois University Veterans Resource Center.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.